Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we want to continue our discussion of reality and emotions. If you've been with us for the past few weeks, we've been talking about learning to see reality as it truly is, and then walking in the light of it so that we can overcome in the challenges of life. Reality is everything as God sees it. Reality is the way things really are because God sees everything. The Bible has been given to us by God in part to show us the way things really are. We have to renew our minds to reality as it truly is. A renewed mind sees reality as it truly is according to the Word of God. Now, part of the process of learning to overcome includes knowing the place of emotions and how to deal with them. When you learn to see reality as it truly is and walk in the light of it, you can overcome in any challenge that comes your way. But part of the process of learning to overcome includes learning how to deal with emotions. Lack of understanding of how to deal with emotions is a major obstacle to overcoming in this life. Now, we began to discuss this last week and made a number of key points. Let me just review briefly, and then we will add on to what we discussed last week. Emotions are feelings generated in our consciousness. Anger, fear, elation, hate, love, so on and so forth. Emotions are a response to stimulus such as sight, thoughts, memories, and experience. In other words, what you see can stimulate an emotional response in you. Emotions are actually spontaneously generated. That means you don't will yourself to feel something, nor can you will yourself to not feel something. Something has to activate, arouse, or stimulate your emotion. Your emotion, something you see, something you think, an experience you have. The emotions we feel are often appropriate responses to genuine stimulus. If something good happens, you feel elated. If something bad happens, you feel sad. That's completely normal. Emotions were given to us by God. I'm emphasizing this because sometimes Christians think that emotions are somehow wicked, but they're not. They're given to us by God. Excuse me. They are not sinful. They were given to us by God. But as with every part of human nature, they've been corrupted by the fall. They can give us inaccurate information, and they can drive us to act in ungodly ways. So it's important that we learn how to handle our emotions. Christians tend to go to one of two extremes in regard to the place and the purpose of emotions. Either they base everything they believe and all that they do on how they feel, or they stuff their emotions and try to pretend they don't feel anything, especially the negative emotions. But dealing with emotions doesn't mean you will yourself to stop feeling something. It means you take into consideration what God has said over and above what you feel. See, that's how we deal with our emotions. We remember what God says, and we choose to agree with what He says when what we feel contradicts what God says. You get your view of reality. You get your view of the way things really are from God's Word, not from your emotions. And you allow God's Word and not your feelings to dictate how you act. That's how we deal with emotions. See, God wants to purify our emotions, cleanse them of every ungodly, unrighteous thing in them. Emotions can glorify God when... let's save that for another day. When we overcome emotions, the source or the stimulus of the emotion doesn't necessarily go away. When you feel fear, The source of the fear doesn't necessarily go away when you overcome your fear. You just learn to see things differently so that you no longer feel the same way. You bring additional information in and change your perspective or view of reality, which in turn mitigates the effects of the stimulus. That's happened to all of us. Let me just give you one example. Let's say your car starts making a funny noise, and it sounds like something big, like a huge, expensive problem to fix. We've all had that experience. Well, you know what happens next. You begin to feel anxiety, fear, anger, even. Now, those are all appropriate emotions based on the facts at hand. There seems to be something seriously wrong with the car that's going to cost a lot of money. But when you take it to an auto mechanic whom you're familiar with and you trust, he's done good work for you in the past, he looks it over and he immediately says, hey, this is not a big deal at all. There's simply a bolt that needs tightening. I'm not going to charge you a dime. You're a regular good customer. Don't worry about it. Well, suddenly, your emotions change. The noise is still there until the bolt is tightened. But you got additional information which produced a change in how you feel. See, that's where we're going with all this. God loves you. He doesn't want you to feel sad. He doesn't want you to feel afraid. He doesn't want you to feel hurt, all those negative things that we experience in a sin-cursed earth. Emotions can be devastating, crippling. Well, God's answer is to give you additional information in the situation. That's how we deal with our emotions. That's how we learn to control our emotions. We learn to bring in additional information from the Word of God. We change the stimulus. We change what is stimulating our emotions. We go from basing our perception of the situation simply on what we see to basing it on what God says about our situation. As Christians, we have to understand that emotions give accurate information insofar as they go, but they don't have all the facts in any situation. Our emotions only have what comes through the physical senses. All your emotions can deal with is what you see and hear, but there's more to reality than what we see and hear. Like the example with the car. Your emotions were stimulated because you heard a weird noise. But there was more information in the situation. Well, in addition to the visible world in which we live, there is an unseen realm to which our physical senses have no access. It's the realm of God and His kingdom of full power and provision. The invisible realm preceded what we see. The invisible God spoke His invisible word and created the physical visible realm. The invisible realm will outlast and ultimately change what we see. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And there's going to come a day when the invisible God once again speaks His invisible word, and just as that invisible word spoke the physical, material, visible world into existence, His invisible word is going to cleanse this material world of every trace of sin, corruption, and death, and make it new, what the Bible calls the new earth. So I realize I'm not reading verses on any of this, because this is actually a whole lesson in and of itself, but the point I want to make is there's more to reality than what you see and feel. And if you're going to walk in victory as a Christian, one, you have to know that there's more to reality than what you see and feel. And two, you have to learn how to put what God says above what you see and feel. A major key to dealing with our emotions is getting additional information from the Word of God about the way things really are in our situation. Not just how they look, not just how we feel about how they look, but the way they really are according to God. For the next several weeks, we're going to continue to talk about emotions, their place in our lives, and how we get them under control of the Word of God and the power of God so that we can overcome. And what we're actually going to do, we're going to take specific emotions. We're going to talk about dealing with fear. We're going to talk about dealing with worry, sorrow, anger, love, and just see how to practically apply these general principles that I've stated. We're going to start with fear this week. We feel fear. Well, let me say it this way. Fear is based on your perception of reality. Fear is based on your perception of reality. And we feel fear when we encounter danger or something harmful that is bigger than us, bigger than the power and the resources at our disposal. If something comes your way that's bigger than the resources you have available to you, you will feel fear. That's normal. Fear is based on your perception of reality. Now, think about this. If someone comes at you with a gun and you are unarmed and defenseless, you will feel fear. Even if that person is carrying only a toy gun and can't actually hurt you. Why would you feel fear if he's got something that can't hurt you? Because of the way you see the situation. Your perception of the situation is, that's a gun. You don't have all the facts in the situation, so you don't know that it's actually a very realistic-looking toy gun. Your perception of reality is what determines your emotional reaction in the situation. But when you realize it's a toy gun, your feelings change because your perception of reality has changed. Now, I'm going to make a statement here that you may disagree with at first, but if you follow me on this, you'll see this is the truth. For a Christian, there is never any reason to fear because Almighty God, who is perfect love and all power, is our Father. Something may come against you that's bigger than you, but it's not bigger than God. Now, when I say there's no reason for a Christian to fear, I'm not denying the fact that there are fearful things in this fallen world, things to be afraid of, but none of it's bigger than God. When I say there is never any reason for a Christian to be afraid, I'm not saying that it's wrong to feel fear or that if you feel fear, there's something wrong with you. What I'm saying is nothing can come against you that's bigger than God, who is your Father. That's how you deal with fear. Remembering that. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.